Smirnoff, the world's number one vodka. Best mixed with friends. Release the flavour with Smirnoff Soda Lime Smash. Serve up with a squeeze of fresh lime, topped up with soda. Please drink responsibly.
Every single fresh Tesco berry, absolutely all of them, are hand-picked and chilled within 60 minutes for ripeness. I'd love to show you them, all deliciously juicy. But this is the radio. It's a daft place to show you how good they look. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I also do the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous little friend and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Bean.
Hi, what's up?
We are going out of town tomorrow. Tomorrow.
No, my flight's today.
Well, I am too, but I mean, like, we're going to be in Phoenix Thursday.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm like, no, you have to know the exact timing of my flight.
Yeah, we're leaving today because this episode, it's Tuesday night right now, but we're recording this. I mean, we're recording this on Tuesday night, but it comes out on Wednesday, and Thursday we're going to be in Phoenix. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So
confusing. The point is this. We're in Phoenix. We have a show in Phoenix on Thursday. I think that's what you're trying to get to before I... So stick in the mud about the details.
Yeah, we have a show in Phoenix. We're going to be doing The Real Housewives of New York live. And then this right after that, we're going to San Francisco this weekend for Gay Pride. We will be there Saturday night to do Southern Charm Gay Pride style.
So fun. You guys, this is going to be amazing. I'm really, really excited. And again, thank you very much to Arizona Central for giving us that great, great, great write-up on Monday about our podcast and our upcoming show. That was like such a cool thing. Got to thank Garrett Mitchell, the guy who wrote that piece. So thanks. And we accept this Oscar on behalf of Karen Huger, I guess. Security.
Yes, I would like to thank Icon.
We'll be making a donation to Icon Enterprises. Would you believe it, girls? We got a write-up. 3, 2, 1. We got a write-up in the Arizona Republic.
Oh, it's for Arizona Republic. I mean,
it's somewhere in there, I believe.
So today, it's time for Blow Dick Mead.
Yes.
Thankfully, we're not a band.
We should do a live performance of that song in Phoenix. Dun, 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 dun. And we just fade out. That's what.
That's my part. I just come in for the end part. Okay, so here we are, Below Dick Mead. Last week, if you don't remember, Brooke was like, I'm not this weird British frigid girl. And Adam's like, I am not. And like starts doing like his Mrs. Doubtfire impression.
Yeah. I can get down. I really can. I'm not just some frigid British girl. I can get down.
And he's like, no, you can't. Yeah. And then Hannah and Adam are making out like in the club.
Conrad.
Who did I say, Adam?
Yeah.
You guys, that's the kind of week I'm having. It's the kind of day I'm having. I've had it all week long, and it's going to continue. My mind is what we call skated.
What are Hannah and Conrad's couple name? Are they Hanrad or are they Kana?
I like both, but I feel like Kana sounds like a Survivor tribe. So yeah. I'm going to stick with Hanrad.
Yeah, I like Hanrad.
Also, it has two A's.
Hanrad.
Yeah, I love two A's. Yeah, I like that. I love a double vowel name. I mean, a double A name.
Mm-hmm.
Like Adam. Oh, my God.
Like oh.
You're right. Okay, bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening. okay. So they are making out in the club. I'm going to fucking kill you. Okay?
No,
they are making out in the club.
I went to elementary school with someone whose name was, he was, his family was, I guess, Norwegian, and his name was Straat, spelled Straat.
Well, one time I got a picture framed at Aaron's Picture Framers.
Oh, that's Aaron. That's a lot of A's. I guess it's two A's, but it just feels like five A's.
Yeah, double A. Oh. Okay, so Conrad and Hannah are making out in a club. Hanrad are making out in a club.
We just named them. You got to use it.
And Casey is doing a step, touch. And then she's doing, like, she's not even dancing, but she's trying to. And she's doing this thing where both of her hands, you know that rowing motion? But it's, like, really little. She's like, row, row. She goes, I'm not stupid. Something's going on. And they're making out. I'm like, good one. You're on it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell if they're sharing a breath mint in an unconventional way, or maybe they're kissing.
I don't know where Waldo is, but I see a guy with a red and white striped hat on over there.
Yeah, she gets like Waldo for beginners. It's like a page, like two pages that are blank, and there's like Waldo right in the middle. Found him.
I spelled a word, Scrabble.
But meanwhile, Brooke, for some reason, has like walked out onto the street in the back alley and just like sitting down there with all the rats.
She's just like, wasted.
This is where I belong. In a back alley, I should just be some sort of whore on the streets of Naples.
Here I am, sitting on a doorway between the inside and the outside.
I've been disgrace. I can't go back to my family now.
At the end of the day, you got nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the life of the poor.
I love that she's just in Les Miserables. She's just drunk and depressed as hell. And so she's like sitting there and her head's bobbing back and forth, which I love that about this show because they get wasted on this show. And
they
then they wake up the next day and pretend everything was real. Like, you're all wasted. Like, everything's forgiven, okay?
Yeah. So she's sitting out there. She's like,
I need to write a letter to my good friend Charlotte Lucas to tell her. She got it right after all.
And so Adam comes out and he's like, hey, what's wrong, later skater? I need some time alone. It's like, yeah, why the fuck? Why the fuck do you think she's sitting in the back alley in the middle of Naples? Yeah, she needs some time alone.
Well, it was actually big of him to follow her out after he just rejected her and hurt her feelings. Because I was like, that's not very Adam-like. But he does follow her out and he's wasted too. And he just squats next to her, which means he's planning on spending no time there, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's not committing. He's not committing to a dirty butt, a dusty butt. And she goes,
I like you.
And his answer is so, like, sweet. He goes, I know you do. But I think you're letting your emotions get the best of you right now, don't you, Brooke? Don't you?
I can't help it. I was telling Mrs. Gardiner that I just am in such love with you and I wish to take walks with you into the city of London someday.
He's like, yeah, well, no. She's like,
I've always clinged on to the idea of finding the one. I love the idea of love.
And he's like, yeah, sorry. Doesn't happen right now for me, okay? Sorry, I know that's real hard to hear, skater later.
But I'll put some spinach in your omelet just to show that I care.
He's like, yeah, she's impossible not to get along with, but, you know, she's just not my type. I'm like, yeah, 20-year-old skinny blonde girl. Okay, we know your type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your pinpoint little eyes. I looked up pinpoint eyes, by the way, because I was like, that's not coke. What is it when you have, like, little pinpoint eyes? And it says opiates. So there you go. WebMD, everybody. Check it out.
Great. So meanwhile, they all get back on the bus to go back to the boat, and Joao and Casey are flirting, and she's like, I just want a guy who treats me the way my dad treats my mom. And he's like, all I can do that, and then my computer, that I was streaming this, my computer literally crashed. It just like, he goes, oh, I can do that, and it just went black.
Well, maybe that's how Casey's mom like was in a car accident or something, and that's how she found the dad. You know, it's like,
no,
my
computer was like, I reject all of this.
I do too. Unfortunately, I couldn't just turn off. Unfortunately, I did not have a spinning wheel pop up on my forehead, and I had to sit through this. He's like, oh yeah, you're sweet, you're marriage material. I was like, ew, gross, you're so gross. And she's like, let's awful. See when you're sober. And then Colin behind him goes, you're macking on everyone, dude.
Look at this guy. We're going Mac truck. He's macking. Return of the Mac. Yes, you are. Return of the Mac. I was in a ferry accident once. And then Conrad and Hannah, they're in the back. Hanrad is just like making out in the back. Wah, 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 wah. Mac.
And Casey's telling us about her love affair with Joao. And she's like, I really like how he holds my hand, but I want a man that won't take no for an answer. Like, you know that that's a rapist, right?
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be romantic, young lady?
Yeah, no means no. She's like, yeah, my dad kept asking my mom. She's like, no. And then finally she said yes. I'm like, she probably ran out of options. It's called you're like 44 and you decide you want to have a baby, so.
Yeah, it's called you played the field until the baseball league stopped playing altogether. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, well, it's called settling.
I want it just like my mom and dad, you know, they're like pilgrims. They settled.
So, you're being so mean to her parents. I'm sorry, Casey's mom. I didn't mean to
Casey's
to
mom.
You so
She's
much.
Like, how dare you?
Casey's mom has got something going on. Not sure what, but it's kind of okay.
You're not making it better, Ben.
Sorry. So then they all get back on the boat, and everyone sort of separates their own areas. Like Joao with Casey, and Joao's like telling Casey goodnight, and Hanrad's out like sitting on the deck, and Brooke is she's just in the kitchen putting mayonnaise on something. I don't know what
salad.
It was.
She was benching on salad. I was impressed seeing.
But
somebody.
She fully had mayonnaise out, and I was like, yes, girl, yes.
Yeah, I was like, she's benching on salad, but that makes more sense.
Yeah, she's like, I don't deserve anything better than a sad Waldorf salad. I don't even deserve the Waldorf part. I just deserve celery.
Casey's like, my parents stayed at the Waldorf once. Shut up! Shut up, you little monster!
Let me have my pain! Let me have it! I miss my sister's wedding for the salad.
So Conrad's like, you won't believe this, Hannah. I'll never do this on deck. I'll never do this on boats. I'll never, never fall for someone on boats.
And showing affection and emotion is completely new to me. I'm like, okay, so basically you're starting your own musical, right? This is the plot of a musical. I've never fallen on deck.
And Hannah's like, all right, honey, we'll just leave you to smoke my cigarette with my muddy feet, which I'm not going to explain. And in the morning, Conrad's like, oh, I usually keep my private life private. It's going against every rule I have, but a lot to have fun.
So much fun. And Hannah's like, did we snog? We snogged last night in front of everyone. I don't remember that at all.
And he's like, where? I don't want to know. This is unbelievable. I locked a girl on my first boat, but I didn't tell her, and now I regret it.
Isn't it so nice having someone that you could potentially fall in love with on a boat, and then they might potentially fall in love with you too, and you have a real romantic connection? Oh, look, Brooke, you're down there. Hi.
She's like, oh, I told Adam I locked him. Oh, I'm such a dick.
because Hannah and Conrad are on the upper bunk and Brooke's down below like writing love poetry, and so Hannah's like, she just like puts her head down below and she just gives her a full on like, oh honey, you know. It's just like a full sympathetic honey.
Oh no, look, Conrad's up here. You're literally below deck, Rodney. They're just like mocking Brooke, which is so funny.
Meanwhile, we then get Jamie's big story point of the episode. I love chocolate milk. You can do everything with chocolate milk. You can drink it. You can put it in cereal. You can have it with dessert. You can have it with dinner. You can have it with lunch. You can have it with breakfast. Have it
with chocolate milk. Sometimes if you drink chocolate milk, the only thing to be bitter is other chocolate milk.
Sometimes you can take two different types of chocolate milks from two different brands and blend them together, and you get a chocolate milk swirly.
Is it chocolate milk or chocolate milk milk?
Have you ever put chocolate milk on ice cream? That's fun. You can put it in coffee. Also fun.
Hannah's like, girls, could you please be careful with my laundry because it's been washed in chocolate milk somehow.
All the napkins are tan now. All right. So it's time, like, Hannah, Adam, Conrad, Hannah, and Cameron. So it's time for the preference sheet meeting. And our primaries this week are Derek and Ilana Milan.
Ilana Milan.
Yeah. And they are open to trying anything the chef prepares.
Like, I was like, ooh, wow, wait till they get their chicken salad.
No, that's Matt. You're confusing with Matt from... Well, if it were Matt from Below Deck Classic.
No, they also complained about that on this. They're like, why do we always get a chicken salad?
China's
like
chicken
two
salad.
Episodes again. No, it was two episodes ago. They're like, why do we always get a chicken salad?
Yeah.
And Adam's so, like, I have post-traumatic stress disorder from those last guests. Can this be true?
Someone, one of our listeners on Twitter... basically tweeted at like honey Sarshar and was like, basically like, you're an awful human being and you're giving us Jews a terrible name, and then they CC'd us. So then I like was like, oh, I want to see what Honey Sarshar's profile looks like, and the woman accidentally tweeted at like some teenage girl in Mexico or something. And I was like, I think you just tweeted at a teenage girl. It was so funny. Which is, and probably that girl is more mature than Honey Sarshar.
Oh, I think I added my dad wrong on Instagram on Father's Day. It was like, ugh, awkward.
You're like, I added George W. Bush. It was really weird.
So Zhao is with Casey. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh my God, that's so like my dad says to my mom.
I'm just doing laundry, but it's so hard. It's hard to tell whose sheets are whose. It's like, I think, and Hannah's like, don't distract her. Get out of there, Joe. Get out.
And Joe's like, well, she's working fine. Well, she's working fine. Now he's just going to laugh while he's being a dick the whole time. Yeah. I don't know if it was just this episode or if I'm just noticing it now, but the only person I know that laughs really hard at nothing like that is me. And it's really annoying to see it in somebody else. I'm like, I am furious. And that's how Chow is. And it's making me crazy. I'm seeing myself in all these horrible people this week.
So now the moment that Hannah has been waiting for. The time when she can passive-aggressively address Casey's resume issues. So she's like, all right, we're going to have a meeting. All right, everyone. So, now that we're having this meeting, let me look at you, Casey, and give you full angry honey face. All right. Are you feeling quite confident in coffees now? And she's like, yeah. She's like, all right. And how much service have you done? And she's like, now she's got like full on honey face. And she's like, yeah, service. She's like, it says here that you said that you've done silver service. Have you done silver service? She's like, I mean... I didn't actually write silver service. I mean, I've written the word silver before, and I've written the word service.
I mean, like, what is there, silver, bronze, and gold?
And Brooke is just watching. She's like, God, I would hate to be here right now. I would just be so troubled. It'd be like, how could I find love in the world when I have such shame about my silver service?
I'd never lie like that unless I was pretending to be someone's wife or they were in a coma. I'm just hoping it would work out by the time they come out of it.
I would never lie like that unless it was a matter of the heart.
So Hannah goes and she comes back. She's like, honey, have a printout. All right, it says right here, silver service. You see those two words? When you put them together, that makes silver service. Silver service.
Now, let's get to this section entitled Honey. Man.
Honey, Colin.
Do you have barista training? And she goes, yeah, I can make Jackson Cokes. She goes,
I have my bartending certificate.
Yeah, she's like, barista training. And she's, oh, you mean coffee? Yeah. You put the pod in the thing.
And you click the button. It's like a coffee machine. It's like, okay, so like, I'm not an authentic Starbucks barista. I'm like, oh my God, they pressed the button too.
So funny. And Hannah's like, this is your CV. So you're saying you didn't write it? She's like, well, I didn't write silver. And I certainly didn't write other things other than Jackson Cooks.
And she's basically like, yeah, so I gave my resume to a friend to polish it, and I guess that maybe they just, like, you know, did too much. And then so then Hannah makes herself the victim. She's like, I just feel stupid and lie to you, to be honest. I do. Mm-hmm. Honey, for me. Sympathetic, honey. Honey, me. Honey.
Casey's like, but I'm not lying now. I'm not trying to bullshit my way out of this. I'm blaming some gay guy back home. And then it's like, I have been lied to, honey.
And, it is your CV. What's on your CV is your responsibility, okay?
She goes, now I'm stuck on a boat with someone who doesn't know how to make a fucking coffee. And Casey goes, I can make a fucking coffee. And I was like, whoa. Made fight.
She's like, all right, what goes in coffee? Honey? No, don't you dare say honey like that. Honey goes in tea. How dare you ruin honey?
So then we cut to Colin. He's like, Mom. Hi. He's on the phone with his mom, and he's like, hey, I'll tell you one thing about this boat. New York pizza's better than out here in Italy, Mom.
She's like, ha. I was like, this is the impersonation made for Ronnie. He loves these sort of ladies. She's like, oh, hi, honey.
She was like, hi.
You having a good time? And he's like, oh, my mom, like, I'm like an only son, so like, my mom just babies me. She loves it. She wants to see me all the time. She cries when I don't invite her over. I'm like, Mom, I live across the street. Everybody loves Raymond style. We're in Long Island, literally. Just come over.
There's literally no lock on the basement door, Mom. Just come on down.
Come on down to Crazy Town, Collins Land.
So Hannah and the captain, she's like, Hannah, Captain, Hannah, Captain, yeah, Hannah, banana. What is that banana?
Why is there so much honey going around down there? Okay.
Hannah, your name rhymes with banana. Don't think that is lost on me.
I just want to point out, by the way, I shifted in my chair and it sounded like a huge fart, and it was not a fart. Okay, I don't know if you could hear it on the podcast. No, it's just I'm sticking to the leather, you know, or the fake leather, the pleather. So, yeah.
Hannah, Captain. Now let's just sit down together, okay? And then Hannah comes up and she, the captain's cleaning. She goes, God, I just hate a dirty boat.
I hate a dirty boat as much as I love a banana. Ha! God, I love that banana.
Okay, if you had the choice to marry a banana, a hug, or a dirty boat, which would it be, Hannah? This is a very important test.
I like to play this game. It's sort of a variation on a popular one. It's called Marry, Clean, Kill.
Marry, Clean, Banana. Okay.
Which one would you want to marry? Which one would you like to clean? And which one do you want to just put on a banana and let her rip? So Hannah's like, well, honey, I have quite a piece of news. It turns out that Casey, her CV, is a lie. How about that, honey?
Well, CVS isn't lying to you. They just changed their names. Okay. I know it's confusing.
Well, but... you know, I have to say I'm not a big fan of sci-fi, so I don't think I'm going to CV, but I know a lot of people like that series.
God, they even remade it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what? I don't like eating mice. So if I see lizard people eating mice, I tell you, I'm not going to CV.
So she's like, I've worked it out. Her CV's a lie. I asked her about barista, and she said coffee pod. She doesn't know what silver service is. And Sandy's just like, so there's silver, gold, and bronze.
God, I love that show, especially when that train came through. No, not Silver Spoon, Silver Service. Still like
Hannah's
that show.
Like, this is a fireable offense. And the captain's like, yeah, this is bad, but, you know, look, I'm pissed that she lied, but third stew is entry level. Hannah should have taken her time to train her by now. All right. Now,
it
you
was...
want to... Talk drama. Very... Let's go back to Yemen when I was riding that boat through a war zone. How about that?
It was very reminiscent of a certain scene in Mad Men season one with Pete and Don and their boss. I don't want to give it away in case anyone hasn't seen it. But basically, Pete tries to tattle on Don and tries to get Don fired. And the boss is like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, pretty much. The captain's like, well, you know, coffee pods are a good invention. Have you seen the Nespresso pod artwork downstairs, Hannah?
Oh, God, that's good Nespresso art. So now Hannah is like, she is on a mission to turn the whole boat against Casey. So she goes up to Conrad, then Adam, then Jamie, then Brooke. And they're doing that thing with Cross Dissolves to show just the extent of how she's talking on and on. She's like, well, can you believe it? Conrad, guess what? I've never been so mad. It's a fake CV. Hey, Adam, look at this. It's a fake CV. Jamie, fake CV. It's like chocolate milk. And then someone said, guess what? There's no chocolate in it. And Brooke, it's like, it's bad CV. It's like someone took the last 50 pages of a Jane Austen novel. Will they get together? We'll never know. Bad CV.
Meanwhile, Casey's trying to iron a coffee pod.
honey.
So Zhao and Conrad. Conrad's like, oh, did you hear the biggest news? Hannah's a detective now. And she found out that Casey lied about everything. I mean, she said silver service. And Zhao's like, uh-oh. And Colin's like, you're fucked. So the captain's like, crew, captain, crew, please be in your uniforms, hugs.
Yeah. Now, you may want to put on some repellent for those of you guys who don't like incest, because guess what? We got some pretty white wasps coming right on board. See what I did there? Wasp alert. Wasp.
Oh, my God. These guests, are like the complete opposite of every guest that's ever been on. They're too nice. They're those people I don't trust because they're just constant, thank you. Wow. Thank you. This is amazing. What a boat. Thank you so much. Hey, boat. Thank you, boat.
Yeah, they were really just like very friendly and very waspy. They're like, okay, we're just going to come on. Have a great time. Oh, this is lovely. This is great. All right. Yeah, you do your thing. Here, do you want us to help? We can help.
And Rick's like, what do you think, Adam? And he's like, well, they've got genuine eyes and genuine smiles. What the fuck?
She's like, you know, I'm so mortified after what happened with Adam, and I want to avoid him, but I can't, because we always wind up at the same dance together. It's mortifying.
He's behind the stove, and I'm in front of it, waiting to see what he's going to put out. It's love!
I'll tell you who's really handsome. Mr. Pamuk. He's a handsome, handsome charter guest.
And Adam goes, well, the guests have tan legs, so they spend time at the beach. They can't possibly be upset with life. This is just their legs.
Yeah, yeah. That's you're drawing way too much out of that, and I applaud you. So, all right, charter number four, we're ready to go. All good in the neighborhood. Here we go. So they leave the dock, and it's windy. It's super windy, and Joao's like, prevention is better than a cure, you know? And we need to be fixing things on this deck, and Conrad doesn't have a checklist, and if I remind him of the checklist, he'll get mad at me, so I'm just going to let him fuck up. That's what we do in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and the captain's like, deck crew, secure everything. We've got some wins. It's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Drain that hot tub.
They show the hot tub like coming over the edges and sloshing. Everything's windy and everyone's scared, and then they just show Casey with the iron falling around in the
there's like iron marks all over the walls. She's like, so she's like, I have a headache, but I took a pill. So then Hannah's like up with planning lunch, and it's like, oh, I think we have lunch inside because it's too windy. And Joao's like, oh, well, we have blinds for the deck. We can put the blinds down. And Cindy's like, God, look at that initiative. You know what? He's going to make a great leader. He's got great initiative. He loves pulling down blinds. What a great guy.
God, he's really great with sexual harassment already. This is going to be good.
Someone go put their thumb up Joao's butt. Don't make him ask for it, okay?
Someone give him a country to lead, okay? So the captain's like, Hannah, oh no. Who says this? I guess Adam. No. Hannah is like, Adam?
Better figure it out, honey.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've got Hannah plating protein, but none of that makes sense.
Yeah, well, there's a lobster situation. Well, it's lunchtime.
Yeah, so they're serving everybody, and the guests are like, whoa, look at that heap of potato salad. That is amazing. Potato salad. Are you kidding me? A chicken salad and a potato salad. Oh, my God.
If there's only one way to bump this up. Oh, my God, you did it with an egg salad, too. Wait, is that a macaroni salad? Stop.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So the chef comes out and he's like, hi, you guys want to talk about dinner? And they're like, oh, chef, you are amazing. Potatoes all over my God. Like they're freaking out all over themselves. like, wow, you guys need to calm down. So then it's clown music as the guests whip out their inflatable bowl.
Yeah, well, it's time for the toys. And so the guests have brought a riding bowl and a floating bowl that they can put in the water. And Hannah just sort of has this big thing. And Conrad comes by and he's like, well, look at that. And then Sandy's like, Sandy to Conrad, are you setting up the toys? He's like, what I need for you to do is be more on deck and less about Hannah and that crazy deflated bowl. It's certainly no banana if I say so. Get that goddamn bowl.
This is going to piss me off. And then Hannah's like, well, let's talk about this bull. Is it really a bull? Let's check its CV. I'm on to something here.
Turns out that this bull is trained in silver service and will be starting up as our third steed.
So Adam and Casey, Adam's like, he hears like clunk, clunk, clunk. And he's like, whoa, what the hell is going on
dishes
over
breaking.
Here? She's like, I'm nothing, just ironing dishes.
I was about to say that. She's just crushing dishes under her iron.
Yeah, she's like, how do I fold this cutting board?
This bowl, just round. How do you make it flat? I keep keep pressing the iron, but it keeps being round. Mm. So he's like, oh, what the hell? What's this goddamn? Oh, hey, it's you. Hannah's not being too hard on you, is she? You know, I keep saying, you're a New Yorker. You've got it. There you go, kid. I'm back here jerking off.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, Hannah's not being satanic with you. See, ooh, Hannah.
I'm putting spinach in yours, and you get an extra cookie tonight.
And he's like, so I heard from the other vans in the RV lot that Hannah's going around telling everyone Casey's a liar. And look, I don't approve of that, but I did it. I'm not going to hate her for that. Fake it till you make it. It's what I did. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We saw what happened last season. Onions. So now, meanwhile, Jamie is outside doing what is her God-given right, which is to stare at the hot guy shirtless jumping around. She's like, oh, I just have to stay. I don't get a lot of sex on land, and on a boat it's even less, and the closest I can get is just a stare, so I'm going to stare and pretend I'm drinking some chocolate milk right now.
If I'm not getting it in my vagina, I'm getting it in my ina. watching it. Chocolate milk, yeah!
So now it's like nighttime. We should also mention there was a scene of Colin trying to ride the floating bowl, and he's like, oh, it's like being on the ferry all over again. Oh.
Like, someone FaceTime Mom!
Mom, I'm on it, Mom! I'm off, you know. All right. Mom, stop crying. Mom, okay, I'll be home soon. I'll bring the bowl, too.
And Chow Wow's like, I think that bowl is flirting with me. Get inside that bull.
He would fuck that bull. I actually do think so. He would just like, yeah. So now it's nighttime and the guests are in. They've got these wacky velour sweatsuits. They're crazy.
They're like, wow, thank you, sweatsuits. So the captain is with Brooke and she's in the kitchen eating something. And Brooke, she goes, yum. And Brooke goes, it's absolutely delicious. It's not for my waist there. I'm on a diet. And the captain goes, a seafood diet.
And Brooke goes, yeah. She goes, seafood and eat it. Get it?
Yeah, that's what I was making, that joke.
Yeah, that was the joke there, Brooke. Oh, I'm so mortified. I'm so sad. It's just so hard to think straight and make good jokes with my heart so broken.
Captain Sandy, may I ask you a question? Did I tell you I was in love with you yet?
Captain Sandy, I have a question. When a bloke breaks your heart, how do you get over it?
It's like, I don't know. What's going on? I'm just trying to eat my pasta.
Jail handed to get her head out of your ass. How about that? Okay, it's going to piss me off.
Captain Sander, I wrote a letter. Could you bring it to Adam, please? He's right here. Please, just bring it to Adam. I'll be in the parlor.
Adam's like, not that into you. So Casey is like, I've been on charters, and sure, they were day yachts, but I thought it would be enough, you know? It's not brain surgery, but I have a degree in psychology, and it can't be harder than that. Now, one thing reality TV has taught me, that kind of everybody has a degree in psychology.
Psychology and sociology.
Yeah, yeah. How hard are those to get? No offense to anybody out there, but yeah. I'm literally curious because this week's bonus is a Big Brother cast preview thing, and there are some of the biggest dodo birds. Like, I have a degree in psychology.
I think the key is having a master's or a doctorate in psychology or psychiatry. I think that's where the real... where the real payoff is. I think having a degree in psychology is, yeah, it's a little bit of one of those, yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah. Because I'm too ignorant to have a degree.
I feel like you see a lot of like football players have psychology degrees also.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So Hannah's like, all right, let's just get through this. Okay. You clean the toilets and you put a paper towel on the window with some thing called Windex. Which is a window cleaner, so you can just win in there. Can we try and win and lose less? How about we use less lose dicks and try and use more Windex?
There's rubbish in the bins. There's water marks everywhere. Things need to be straightened up. Are you looking at me? Honey. And now there's also this. You got this. Okay, you put the fitted sheet over the pillow. That's not right.
Casey's like, but I went over it with a microfiber. She's like, then why are there marks on the wall, honey? Where's your checklist? Where is it? She goes, I'm doing it fine. She goes, you're not. You were hired under false pretenses, and you better learn, or I'm going to fire you. And Casey's like,
she's like, I'm basking in the reflected glory. That's a psychological term. So.
Hold on, my hand is wrinkled. Ow!
She, like, irons a press onto her the back of her hand. Why she's like, I put the letter A on my hand.
Meet the press.
So
she's
upstairs,
like, listen here, Iron, what do you think about immigration?
Oh, is this like what the Cold War was like? Because like I'm ironing a curtain. So upstairs the wasps are like, is this not the most comfortable thing you've ever worn? Sweatzitos, am I right? Sweatzitos, wacky.
And Adam's like, these people restore my faith in humanity, so I'm going all out for them. They give some seared ahi. It's like, whoa.
But before I put my meatloaf out, it's going to take about 35 minutes for me to plate them. So Hannah, slow down the plating. She's like, got it, honey. So she goes upstairs and she's like trying to clear. And the Hawkeye is like, I'll help. And he starts stacking the dishes and starts clearing. She's like, honey, stop. Really, stop it, honey. He's like, no, I'm hot. So this is what I'm going to do right now.
That's what I do at home. Okay.
Do is work out and clear the table.
Yes. Where do I find you, sir? So here's the thing. They started cleaning their own tables because they were leaving empty plates there, which is terrible, terrible service. That is not how service works. You don't leave empty plates until the next dish is ready. The chef times the plate so that they're timed so that when the first meal is done, the second comes out. Right. He's blaming her. This is his fault. And he does it over and over and gets mad. Yours one was shitty timing. She can't just leave dirty plates on the table, you ass.
Well, I'll give him a slight pass because he's like the only chef. He doesn't have a sous chef and he's like got to cook for all these people. So I'll give him a slight pass.
But you don't hide that you're late with dinner by leaving dirty plates in front of them and then say that she's got bad service because she's trying to clear the plates. I mean, that's just crazy.
So Brooke is like,
Adam, I have something totally scandalous to tell you. The guests are clearing their own plates. Isn't it just magnificently awful?
He's I'm like, going to give you a little bit of upstairs right here downstairs.
Isn't that the most terribly scandalous thing you've heard, Adam? Kiss me now, Adam.
He's like, all right, calm down over here, Daisy.
He's like, look, I'm almost done with these sides of not that into you. Would you like to do a taster before I send them out to you?
Oh, you're so witty. It just makes me like you more. I can't help but the heart wants what the heart wants.
God. damn, so the guest upstairs has done nothing from preventing the guest from backing me up. It's like, you're really an idiot.
So the guests are drunk now, and one of the women is like, no one gives a shit about us. Eric's like, clear your plate. I'm like, what?
Yeah, because they're getting shitty service because no one's clearing their plates.
So now it's time for the next dish. I don't know why I wrote this down. Seafood Chapino. Like, I have nothing else beyond. I just go, seafood Chapino, honey.
Because you're looking at the food. So Jow Wow is like, well, I've thought about it, Colin. And as much as I like Casey, if you lie like that, there's consequences. Opportunity is small in Zimbabwe. And then they show a picture of him with these roaring lions, and he's like, so I'll get it to just fake it. You gotta fake it to get opportunity in Zimbabwe. I'm like, what is the story here? That he lied about being a lion trainer? Like, I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. And he's like, and if you fake it and don't make it, you're fucked. I'm like, well, that's true. So Hannah comes in to the kitchen because it's time for dessert. And Adam is like, he's plating some sort of like deconstructed carrot cake. And she's like, all right, honey. All right. Like, oh, I like your carrot cake cookie thingy. He's like, this is a carrot cake. It's not a cookie thingy. It's not a cookie thingy.
I'm like, well, it's not a cake either. It's like a flat little.
It's like square. I'm looking at square coasters that are made of carrot cake, honestly. Like, you're so lucky they were called cookie thingies.
I'm going to freak out if she announces this is a cookie thingy. Okay, I've got the pasta and cheesy thingy ready.
he's like, Hannah's distracted by Conrad. No woman who was on her game would call it a cookie thingy. It's carrot cake that's been dismantled and turned into the shape of square cookies.
So Hannah's making fun of them. She's like, oh my god, you are amazing, Adam. And he's like, oh, I hate you, dirty dish clearer. So nighttime comes.
Wait. Well, and then she brings the carrot cake up to the guests, and they're like, oh my god, look at those lovely crisps.
Carrot crisps.
Yeah.
After dinner, when Casey's in her bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Casey's in bed and she's reading like all these loose leaf papers that are her instructions, I guess. She's like studying up, and Conrad jumps in Hannah's bed again, of course. And then Jow Wow is like, wait, Jow Wow? Oh, wait, Jow Wow comes in and he's like, what? No, Jamie's is in the other bunk. She's like, what is that? What are you doing? She's like, I'm reading my duties. I need all the help I can get.
Like, I only know 24 out of the 26 letters, so reading duties is really hard.
I'm just trying to imagine what those say. Here's how to make a coffee. Put the espresso in a thing, then put it in the espresso machine, then press a button.
Instruction number 35. Stop looking at your fingernails, honey. I know you're doing it right now. I can see you, honey. I can see through these papers, honey.
So let's see. In the morning, Jow Jow. This is where Jow Jow's with Casey.
Yeah.
He's like, what's up, hood rags?
Yeah, cool. Because she's back in the laundry room, like, swaying around, bouncing from wall to wall. And he's like, just so you know, Hannah can't fire you. Captain Sandy's the only one who can fire you. You know what? That's what I hate about yachts is this false sense of superiority. Someone who's just one level up acts like they can fire you, but they can't. Zimbabwe.
Which is actually good advice, because Casey immediately starts kissing the captain's butt.
Yeah. But not before Brooke offers Joao a cup of tea. And she's like, would you like a cup of tea? Good. Enjoy this, because I'm going to go to my room for my daily craw.
And they're like, ha, 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 ha. She's like, no, really, I'll do it every day. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. Really?
Really? I cry because my husband, he went off to Germany. And he never came back, and we don't know what's happening with him, and I cry every day, and I'm pregnant. I had to go to London so my aunt could give birth so my aunt would cover up the baby. Ah! Just turning her into what's-her-face. What was her name? I see, I don't even remember her name. That's exactly her character from Downton Abbey.
Oh, every character in that was so tragic.
It was, you know, the younger sister, but not the youngest. Like, what's her name?
Then he came back with the face, and nobody trusted if it was really him. Oh, that's the
I fell
sister.
In love with someone who had no face, who lost his face in World War I, and miraculously, he came back to love.
Whatever it was. Some ridiculous season 2 storyline.
Oh, Dayton Eby. So Hannah is sitting in the corner of the deck and smoking, while Casey, I love that they do this to Hannah every year. They're like, here's Hannah smoking while everybody else is working hard. So they show Casey going up to the captain while the captain's making her own coffee. She's like, no, Captain, I want to know how to make your coffee. And she's like, well, here's how to do it. You put one scoop of coffee and three scoops of hugs. Okay.
And you say, but you know what? You never want to serve it right away. You want to let the coffee rest a little while. You know why? Because a rested coffee is a productive coffee.
Hey, could you do me a favor and order me a cup of nap? That would be great. Two spoons full of sugar and use a spoon made out of hug. Okay.
You know the best part about using a napkin? The nap part. Can't have a napkin without a nap.
The nap is your kin.
Okay. So Hannah's going to send Brooke to shore. The guests are going to go to Capri. So Hannah is going to send Brooke, and Hannah's like, oh, that's marvelous. Do I get to sip on rosé all day in the sun with my big shades? She like slipped into like a southern accent.
Yeah, pretty much. She's been watching Summer House.
Yeah.
So then it's the slide. They're trying to like put the slide together or blow up the slide or whatever. And Jazz like, it's twisted up. This won't work if it's tangled. Have you heard of a Zimbabwe slide?
It won't untwist itself. You're walking right into the jaws of the monster.
So Conrad's like, it'll straighten itself out. Now I've got to go deal with the anchor or whatever. And then they start blowing it out. And Jao's like, well, this won't work if it's tangled. So I'm going to untwist it myself while Conrad rides the jet ski. Like, yeah. Come on.
You like moved a rope. So then Conrad comes back. It's like, you know what? If I say something goes, it goes. It goes. That's it. If I say it goes, just go with it. Just go with it. He's like, what I untangled. Did you see the slide? It worked out perfectly. He's like, because of what I did. No, it's because what I say goes. What I say goes. What I say goes, and what goes for me is finding love for the first. It's like, okay, stop singing, Conrad.
In olden days, a glimpse of stalking was looked on as something shocking, but now heaven knows what I say goes. Okay? Tap, tap, ticka, ticka, tap, tap, ticka, ticka, tap, tap. So the wife is like, oh my gosh, this is so great being on land. Thank you, land. Thank you, Italy. Thank you, cobblestones. She goes, God, I can stay
Thank
here
you,
forever.
Three-quarter length pants found here on the island pre whatever.
She's telling Jamie and Brett, she's like, gosh, I'd love it here. Can I just take Casey's outfit and become the third stew? And they're like, actually, yes.
That would actually be lovely. So Sandy is like, meanwhile, Jao is like chamoying something, and Sandy's like, oh, you're doing some hard work. I notice you're like my own little banana. I see a banana, and I love it.
And Jao's like, oh, whoa, that's all that matters.
And meanwhile, Casey's up in the bridge just vacuuming, and she's like, oh. Good job, Casey. Good job.
Have you noticed that the captain is walking around, like, loving on everybody that Conrad and Hannah are hating? Is that a coincidence? I'm not sure. But I'm loving it. And I love that they're playing jamboree music as Casey vacuums. It's like, where did this music come from? It's like...
Sandy's like, wow, you know, you're really coming so far. You finally figured out how to plug in a device. That's great. Electrical outlets, they're hard, but once you get the knack of them, they really work well.
God, you've come so far from last week when you were on your hands and knees just sucking up stuff from the ground with your bare mouth.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's try not to iron my pants while I'm still in them. Okay. Easy there. All right.
So the
guests no. Be careful when you dust that wheel there. You're actually spinning it. Okay. Oh, now the yacht's turning. Okay, Casey, let's ease up there a little bit. It's hard, I know.
All right, Casey, what are you doing with your head in the toilet? That's not how you clean a toilet, Casey.
Oh, Casey, you can't plunge a toilet with the iron. Oh, she shocked herself. Okay, come on.
Well, it got rid of the seasickness. So you know what? Well done, Casey. You got a raise.
Oh, God. Why are so many metal things sticking to Casey now? Hi. All right, guys. So Casey became magnetic after she stuck an iron in the toilet. So just be careful with your make sure everything's bolted down around her.
Guys, I would like you to say hello to your new first stew powder.
Try not to touch her. You'll get a little bit of a shock.
Don't let her get any sun, guys.
Hannah, Conrad, can someone help pry Casey off the fridge? I think she sucked the Sub-Zero.
Guys, Casey is going to drown if we don't get her off of that anchor.
Does anyone have a crowbar to sort of wedge? Oh, no, the crowbar stuck now to Casey. Listen, here's my plan, okay? Someone else stick an iron down the toilet, and then you guys get close to Casey, and you know how magnets can't stick next to each other sometimes? That'll sort of like bounce her to the other side.
Ow, my mouth. God, where did my feelings go? Oh, Casey, give me back my feelings. Jeez.
Captain Conrad, looks like the jet ski sort of flew out of the ocean and got latched to Casey's back. Can we get the toy back in the water, please? Thank you.
Turns out the only thing that was not susceptible to Casey's new superpower was the bull that they brought.
All right, we got a real issue. Turns out the vacuum got stuck to Casey's side and started to suck her hair into it, so now she's just a big old loop. Can we get someone to help cut those strands? Thank you.
So the guests return, and Hannah's like, here's some towels. And they're like, towels? Hannah! Thank you so much! So then everyone goes on the water toys, and the hot guy goes, God, this is fun, but this is some salty-ass water, right?
And Conrad just goes, it's seawater. I was like, oh, that's how you can tell he's been hooking up with Hannah. He's getting honey face. Seawater, honey.
Honey. So tonight, Brooke's setting up the dinner table, and Zhao's like, wow, look at that dinner table setup. And she's like, are you okay? Are you sure? Because now she's basically like the female Zhao. She's just going to go from whatever person she might have a chance with, right?
Yeah, but she's more lovesick and he's more horny.
Even though I am a little bit of a freak in the bed, sometimes I like to show my knee from under my nightgown.
One time a boy saw my toe and I couldn't show my face and tan again for a month.
One time I took my sleeping cap off.
So,
I was waiting for a second after the sentence. And I'm so there glad there wasn't second one. Half. It was perfect as it was. One time I took my sleeping cap off.
So Joelle's like, listen, I don't want Brooke to get the wrong idea about me. Brooke, I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea either. I'm just so embarrassed because you said you didn't remember that we had chemistry, but you did say it. We do have chemistry, do we not?
Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's start over. That's what we always say in Zimbabwe. Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow.
I love that film.
Oh, I can't wait for him to sexually harass me in the workplace tomorrow.
It's supposed to be kind of like a romantic scene, but they're both standing there with their arms crossed at each other. And I was like, that's a marriage. That's a marriage, kids.
Because it almost sounds like he's going to say, you know what, tomorrow, after these guests are gone, how about we get dinner and do this the right way? But instead he's like, tomorrow we're going to chat about a few things. For instance, what do you think about my penis, huh? You want to hold it?
What does my penis feel like in your mouth?
Let's measure my penis with your mouth.
So Adam is making his dinner. He's like, I've got my mojo back. I made steak, cream spinach, roasted potatoes, and zucchini.
Made steak and potatoes with vegetables.
Wow. Did you sear the steak? Totally exciting. So Casey and Hannah are in the kitchen, and Casey's like, Hannah, I finished the cabins. She goes, why is the laundry doing? But I'm just telling you I finished the cabins, and I'm just asking you how the laundry's got cold, damn it.
Get the honey down there right now.
What the honey?
Listen, you mother honey. Get down there. So Eric So Eric is the hot guy. So it's once again, he's cleaning the plates. He's clearing the plates. And Hannah's like, oh, my God, he's such an anti. Well, he's a honey, not a honey. What a honey. What a honey he is, even though he's being sort of a honey. But I can't help it. He's being sort of a honey, too. So
she's coming down the stairs and she goes, oh, my God. And Adam goes, I hate that sound. The sound of Hannah saying, oh, my God, or the plates. I couldn't tell. So yeah. She comes in. She's like, he's clearing the plates again, honey. And he's like, oh, no, dessert isn't ready. Say no, Hannah. That's your job. I'm sick of excuses.
Calm down. Just calm down. He's like, it's never her fault. But everything's fine because she gets limoncellos for them. And meanwhile, Casey's downstairs and she's complaining and she's like, everything that goes wrong, little minute details that maybe I overlook. I just can't. All the silverware's on her face.
Gives you endorphins and makes you feel better. She's like, sex. He's like, that's what I was thinking. And then Jamie's just sitting in the corner of the booth and she's like, it is horrifying watching flirt. It's like milk without chocolate. Doesn't work. Okay?
Jarrell's like, here, let me wipe those nickels and quarters off of your face. They seem to be stuck to it there, Casey. There we go. There's the beautiful woman I love.
She can never go back on land. She gets arrested for robbing, like, parking meters. The nickels just fly in my face. I can't help it.
So, God.
So upstairs, the customer or the guests are like, wow, key lime pie. Wow.
It looks really good. I really wanted one.
I don't know why I snorted a key lime pie. So they're clearing. Yeah. Now it's clearing table time again.
Exactly. The guests go to sleep, and Hannah and Conrad are cleaning the table.
Yeah.
And Hannah's like, honey, how'd you make me smile when I'm having such a shit day? He's like, maybe that's just the feeling of feelings. Oh, I don't know.
When you're down, look at me. Oh, gross. Adam and Casey. Oh, no, Casey and Captain, right? I put in the morning. So I was like, did I need to buy Adam?
Casey's cleaning Sandy's room and doing her sheets and everything.
Yeah. She's like, Casey, you have come a long way. I mean, geez, this morning I dropped some safety pins all over the ground. Now I don't even see them. Oh, they're on your face.
Well, you're like a little porcupine, aren't you? Okay, I'll let you take that off. Oh, Casey, you know what? I thought that was a dress. It looks like it's just some tinfoil that just wrapped itself right around you, didn't it?
So she's like, God, you've come a long way. You are even getting good at cleaning. I'm taking interest in you, Casey. And Hannah's like, God, she's so fucking dumb.
Hannah's so mad. She's just like stomping through the boat.
Conrad, Sandy, Conrad. Okay. Well, now Colin, Sandy, oh, like, Colin.
She's like, oh, no. No, it's not your mom. It's just me. Oh, well, just as good.
Could you check on my mom?
She's crying, I think. Let's get those anchors up. Well, Colin, since you're here, let's get those anchors up. And because basically Conrad's with Hannah talking about Casey. So now Conrad and Joao are over on the anchors, and the music's all like, anchor. And she's like, Joao, you want to come to the bridge? And the music goes, womp, womp, womp.
And they're trying to make it seem like, oh, this is really a slam at Conrad. But he's like, all right, have fun. So Joao goes up there and she's like, now, I don't take favorites, but I do appreciate initiative. Somebody's going to get to play with the steering wheel. Who's going to do it? His name rhymes with Bow Bow.
Hey, that's me. All right, steering wheel. You like my hands all over your curves? You like that? No, I said drive, not flirt. That's okay.
I've never seen anybody turn a wheel with a penis before, but well done, Zhao Zhao.
And meanwhile, the deck crew's emptying out, carrying garbage bags everywhere. Hannah's like cursing, like, what the fuck, man? Fuck, fuck, fuck. And then Zhao's like smiling like a little kid. She's like, oh, this is the perfect scenario for you.
So she's like, hey, deck crew, could you come through and empty garbage? And Conrad's like, and so he goes up to the bridge, and he's still not mad about all of this, but he's like, hey, and they're just ignoring him, and he's like,
That guy must have golden bollocks. All he does is get praised. And look at me, in love with a girl who never even noticed.
And I was like, I specifically noticed. I'm the one who asked you to kiss me. So Joelle was like, I'm the captain now. And that's kind of where the episode ended, with Joelle literally on a power trip. Mm-hmm. Like, he is driving the yacht full of power.
In case he's like stuck to the side of the boat.
Anyone see Casey? Oh, she's attached to a buoy. All right, let's circle back and get her.
I don't know who's stopping who from drowning, but that girl's not letting go.
Well, look at that. Who knew there were so many cans at the bottom of the ocean? They are all in Casey now.
Get every day. Coke can in the oceans. Like a one-woman cleanup crew.
Oh, did Casey get stuck to the bottom of the tender again? Oh, God.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. We will see you tomorrow in Phoenix for Real Housewives of New York and Sunday in San Francisco for Southern Charm Gay Pride. And if you're not going to be there, then we'll talk to you here in your ears where we are right now.
We'll be Saturday. Did you say Saturday or Sunday?
I don't know. I'm loopy at this point.
I know. Saturday is our San Francisco day. Sunday is the Gay Pride Parade in San Francisco.
Damn it.
God damn it.
All right, everybody. We will see you later.
Bye, everyone.